Well, let's do this. Let's do this. Sharon's.
What?
She's on her desk again. She just took a little nappy poo. Things should be good. All right. Bring it in, buddy. It's time to get going here for another shoe. Oh, hold on. I didn't mean to start that early. Hold on. Hold on a second. We're having problems. We're having technical difficulties. All right. Go. Bring it in. Oh, that's slow.
It's a Sunday.
It's always a Sunday, Cher.
All right. These days it is.
Right now, you're true. Right now, all these days are definitely Sundays. Here we go. Time to start Gang of Two, the podcart. A hilarious looking couple dumb.
From a couple of dumbs.
That would be us. Hold on. Let me turn the music down.
It's very loud.
It's very, very loud. Okay, hang on. So, it's Easter Sunday when we're recording this. We record these for now on Sundays.
Yeah.
We don't want to record them on Sundays, but I find it's really best to kind of wrap up our week.
That's true.
It's kind of fun that way. However, I don't like being tied into doing it every Sunday.
No, I'm not.
You know, we want to have weekends.
Right.
But right now, everything's a weekend. We release these every Monday. For those of you brand new to the show, hello and welcome. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Boy. By the way, it is Easter. Hold on. Let me play a little.
Do you have any Easter noises? Sorry. Bunny rabbit noises?
I don't. Now's a good time to ask that.
Well, you're queuing something up.
Let's see here. Let me ask Siri if it'll do it. Play a Easter bunny noise. Let's see what happens here.
It's going to be something totally random.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Hey, bunnies. Ready? Everyone, when you're delivering the Easter baskets, make sure that you do not eat
those are
the
bunnies
Easter
in the
treats.
Background. Listen.
Treats are for the boys and girls. They're not for you, bunnies.
If bunnies could speak English.
Look at that. See how fast Siri... Oh, a song! Oh, it's country. All right, anyway, so... We're big country fans here.
Oh, yeah, the biggest.
You know what? I'm starting to appreciate some of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's really strange. Mm. I won't admit it to you too much, because you are a head-banging bitch.
You know, I like a lot of different music. Country is not one of them.
There's certain country stuff that I like.
Older country?
Right now. Well,
authentic country?
Well, there's a new song that I saw a guy sing on Jimmy Kimmel, but he's an authentic country artist.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
This new stuff isn't really country at all. It's
just pop.
It's newfangled stuff.
Yeah, we're sounding old. It's pop. It's pop.
It is pop. Stop calling it country.
So what's wrong with that?
It's not country.
Okay.
Call it pop.
Okay, country pop.
Pop.
Pop goes the weasel. All right, so it is Easter. For those of you that are listening, you're going, no, it's not. It was yesterday or the day before or whatever you're listening to this damn thing. But I put a request out there for people to call.
With their Easter questions?
Our 805 number.
Yes.
You know, for anybody to call. Mm-hmm. And we did get one, and I'm trying to hook it up here. Okay, here it is. All right, here's one that we got. And we have another one we're going to get to a little later. But here's one that we got about Easter, I believe.
From Michael in Brooklyn.
Aww,
happy
look at that.
Easter, guys.
Oh,
very nice. Look at that.
Have a great day.
You too, Marshall. Thank
Stay
you, man.
Stay inside.
This is my nephew, Marshall.
Oh, that was Marshall.
Drink lots of
there it is.
Alcohol.
That's Marshall.
Yeah,
that's Marshall. But yes, Brooklyn and Michael. That was very
that
sweet,
was
wasn't it?
Sweet.
Had to play that on there.
My mom sent a picture of for Easter.
Of her?
I didn't show it to you yet.
Of her bunny?
Yes, that's it. No, it was... so she lives by herself.
Yes, she does.
She's by herself, quarantining or whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
Self-isolating. And she sent a picture... In the mail. I didn't know you could do this, but it's a snapshot she took, and she wrote on the back, kind of like made her own postcard.
Yeah.
But it was a picture of her table, her dining table set.
Yeah.
For like, you know, six people to come to dinner for Easter.
Is she having people over?
No.
Oh, boy.
I know. Sad.
Okay, we got some problems.
It was really weird and sad.
We got some problems in the family.
Here's the other thing. Easter's never really been a big... to do in our family. Like,
You know what? It, you know, that's the one thing that my mom threw down with.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was thinking about that today, actually.
Oh.
She always had a big, I still remember my Easter basket.
Oh, yeah.
It was big.
Oh.
And it was like a cowboy hat flipped upside down.
Oh, my God, how cute.
It didn't look like a cowboy hat, but it had that shape. It was a wicker basket.
Yeah, yeah.
But damn, man. Problem is she would put bananas and shit in there.
Oh,
you know, it
man. Was like, no chocolate at all? There
oh,
was
no,
any
no, no.
candy?
I would get my candy. I get my peeps. Where do you think I got my peep habit?
Peep?
I love peeps.
Peeps.
I love me some peeps. I have not had any peeps this year. Obviously, I've been to the store, really.
Yeah.
So wasn't able to do that. But I do eat peeps once a year. I love my peeps.
Whether you need them or not.
I love my peeps. So that was, did you have any, you didn't have any real Easter traditions? I just remember I always got an Easter bunny basket. And I think it was way too late in life. I think it was like 19 or something.
Oh, God. No, we would get baskets when I was really little. And then, you know, that fell by the wayside. My birthday was always round.
Yeah,
Easter.
Your birthday's April 2nd.
One year it was actually on Easter when I was little.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. How does that happen?
Well, because
how does that happen? It's like the 12th of April. How does it happen on the 2nd?
Because it's different. Easter can fluctuate. It's the first. Let me remember how this works. It's on the first Sunday after the full moon of the spring equinox, something like that.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even know my Easter traditions. I just know it means baseball season is starting.
Yeah.
And I had a mouthful of peeps. Life was good. Life was good. Before we catch up and everything here, I want to welcome a new Patreon member.
Yay.
Hello, Patreon member, Amy Pasquale.
Nice.
So how would you say that?
I would say Pasquale.
P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E.
Yeah, I would pronounce the E.
Amy Pasquale, thank you so much for joining a Patreon membership. We really appreciate it. And Sasan from Prescient Surgical upped his...
Sasan.
Yeah, he upped his thing by decided out of nowhere to put more money on the tab.
Oh, geez.
Which is very nice.
That is nice.
So we're getting very close. We're getting very, 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 very close to being able to. Okay, we're not very close. But I've changed my goal. I've changed my goal. Let's do the catching up song. That'll be part of the catching up. We'll make everything official here as we get back to our regular
format. We don't want people to get confused.
No, this is.
Yes.
No, you don't want people to get, you know, you're used to a podcast format. Last week was a little different.
Was it? I don't know.
We did things differently last week because something happened.
Something happened.
I don't know. Anyway, so our friends, other Patreon members, themertaylor.com.
Yes.
The people that make all the
mermaid
outfits.
Suits. Yes.
Well, they have, like many, many companies, have got into the making of and tried to help out, you know, masks and things like that.
Right.
They made some Gang of Two masks.
Cool.
I have not received them yet. I understand they're in the mail. I have seen a picture of them. They look phenomenal.
Awesome.
I'm going to try to get them to sell them on their website because they've got that already set up
right.
on their website.
Yeah.
To sell them on their website with a percentage of that going to charity. We don't need any money from it.
We don't?
No, okay. Well, you know what I mean. I don't want to ask for that.
I agree.
Came up with it.
No,
they did
I agree.
The whole thing.
No, going to charity is a good idea.
But they're good people, and if they want to do something like that and give a percentage to charity, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get the mask because I will wear that. I'm tired of wearing this.
Yeah, we have N95 masks, and they're...
You can barely breathe out of it.
Well, that's the idea.
And you look like a rhino.
I think they want you to die. They want you to suffocate. Because then that's one less person you have to worry about, you know, spreading things.
It has been weird. It has been weird here. There's no doubt about that. On today's show, by the way, I do need to pass this out. Forgot to even mention what we have coming up today. I'm feeling used.
Oh.
Yes. Leave it at that. We also have COVID-19 relationship tips. These are not from us. You're looking at me like, I didn't come up with any tips.
I ain't got
these
none.
Are not from us. And I want to bring a couple of these up.
And
we'll discuss if these are good or not. We do have a phone call we're going to be doing. And we did some of our TV sampling a little bit. We're going to talk about that here soon. But you did just take a nap. So are you refreshed? You ready to go?
Okay.
Are you?
Yes.
I can always tell when you're going to take a nap.
Why?
Especially when you're at your computer.
Yeah.
Because there's a sequence of things that you do, and I can hear it by sound.
Really?
It's almost like when I can tell you're coming to bed.
Yeah.
When you're doing your stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah, I am very regimented about
it. Very regimented, and it's a sequence of drawers being shut at the right time, all different sounds. Yeah.
I can see that.
It's really strange. But the same as when you take a nap.
Really?
When you're at your desk.
Yeah.
There's a small sequence of things you do that is different than when you're just working at the table and you get up to get a drink of water or you're just done for the day. It's a sequence of things that you do when I know you're going to get
a
nap.
How funny.
Well, it's I hear this little pat, tap, pop, pip, boop, 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 boop. And then the chair, I hear it kind of go back a little bit. And the drawer that you slide in at the exact same time that you do the thing. And I go, up, she's going down, everybody.
Well, if you pay attention beforehand, even you would notice that I'm actually nodding off, like my head's going.
I've seen that too. I've seen that many times, usually when I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh.
We are still on lockdown and we have nice weather here in Seattle.
Well, it's beautiful out.
It's cool. It's still cool.
It is cool, but
especially
for us,
because it's windy.
Yeah, the wind. If you get in the sun without the wind and out of the wind, it's actually kind of warm.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, though. It's not so bad here. So we took a walk today. There was nobody out on the streets.
Yeah.
Couple people.
Couple wackadoos, but.
And it was all crazy people.
Yeah.
It was all crazy people that were out there. It wasn't normal.
Right.
Like, what am I saying, normal?
Well, there are a lot of crazy.
I think
wackadoos.
Everybody's crazy, to be honest with you. But these were whacked out, drugged out.
Yeah.
Street.
People that didn't have anywhere to go, I'm guessing.
So there were a couple of those out there, but we walked up the hill to one of our favorite pastry shops that we couldn't believe was open.
Right.
Because it's a small little thing. It allows one person in there.
Right.
So if anybody was waiting to get in line, which there was when we left.
Right.
He waited outdoors.
And there's a sign on the door. It says.
Oh, did it say?
Yeah, it said only one person in at a time. And in our case, we were together, so we.
Yeah.
But one group at a time, I guess. I don't know what it would call it.
So we cruised in there and we got some really good stuff.
Crumblin' Flake. If you're ever in Seattle.
Google it.
So on their website, it actually says, we are so lucky we would have known having such a small bakery with no room inside for someone to sit actually worked in our favor.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So.
It's some of the best stuff you've ever had.
It really is.
And they've changed ownerships, and they've kept the pretty true.
Yeah, I think she's using the same recipes.
Doing good stuff. So we appreciate them being open. Yeah. It was a nice little treat.
It was a nice treat.
So we walked it home, and then we had a little breakfast and had a little pastry. Yeah. I got that, what is that thing? What's that one? The cheese treat, cheese.
Yeah, that cheese croissant.
Yeah. Oh, listen to you, you fancy
You're welcome.
Little bitch.
I know, yeah. What else do you want to hear?
Oh, I want to hear some
Bonjour.
Spanish.
Bonjour. Oh, that was French.
That was French.
Want me to switch to Spanish?
Yes, yeah, switch to Spanish.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Or as Lex said on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hola.
It also.
He's a terrorist now.
Yeah. Allah. Pray to the Allah.
It was so funny because we were talking about downstairs, there's at the radio station in Dallas. There's a little restaurant, little cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not really a restaurant. They have a little breakfast bar that they make things. You don't get to go and scoop it up yourself or anything, but they've got a couple of coolers full of Cokes and water.
Yeah,
and just little chips and bags. It's one of those things like that. And Lex said to us on the air, he said, I'm learning Spanish from the woman behind the counter. And I said, oh, yeah, what do you know so far? He goes, all I know is Allah.
So in other words, you don't know any Spanish at all.
God bless his little heart. He is such a treat.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, like I said, still on lock, bent down. What are you missing the most of this lockdown?
I was just thinking about that today. You know, we were talking about it last night because we were on the that birthday call with our friend.
Yes.
We did a Zoom call with a friend.
Happy birthday, Shay.
Happy birthday, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
And, who would have thought that going to a restaurant would be such a, cause you know, we do it so right. Just two of us.
Yeah. We eat out, probably way too much.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Now we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We spent probably more money than we ever should
have.
We're
saving some money.
We are.
Between that and our Go Cleanse shakes.
Yeah.
It's like, we're almost living free.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, that's such a, I hate to say luxury, but right now it is a luxury, you know, to walk into a place where there are other people seated at other tables.
Yeah.
Another person walks up and there's a list of a whole list of different foods you can get, different dishes, all just waiting for your pleasure. Yeah, just pick one out, and we'll bring it out to you in a matter of, you know, minutes.
Now, I don't think you're going to realize what I think that I'm missing. So it's restaurants you're missing.
Restaurants. And then the part where they come and just whoosh your stuff away and it just disappears. No dishes.
Yeah, I do the dishes around here, so.
Well, I still clean up, too.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I wasn't, like, challenging you or anything.
It sounded like it.
No, I just said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Then.
What do you miss? What do you say?
Well, yesterday... we also walked over, believe it or not, to the liquor store. Sounds like we're still doing everything. But we walked over to the liquor store. And on the way back, there's a store, a little window.
It was a window.
That had just opened in a brand new building. And I don't know why they were open. They're selling dog treats.
Right. The Barkery, I think it's called.
The Barkery. It's like baked dog treats.
It's cute.
And they were open.
Yeah.
They were open for business.
Right.
I guess it's a mandatory thing that dogs got to eat, too.
Dogs got to eat.
So the Barkery was open, and we walked by the window, and I think it's a brand new place.
It is.
It's the first time I'd ever seen it open.
Yeah.
Woman inside the window there had a little mask on.
We had our masks on.
We walked by. We said hello. She said hello, and it was odd. It was odd. Did you feel weird that we interacted with somebody?
With a person. We were interacting with some people here. You know, we're living in a condo. You have to go down and pick up packages and get mail. So you interact with very briefly people, you know, our concierge and stuff from 6 feet away.
Yeah, but everyone's so paranoid now. The interaction isn't like, hi, how are you? It's like, I'm out of your way. Stay out of my way.
Everybody doesn't want to linger like, hi, how are you? Yeah, okay, I'm going to go before I pick up on any of your...
Yeah.
Droplets.
So the interaction thing was very odd to me.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss it because when you and I go to, and I miss coffee shops. I miss going to the coffee shop with you.
Yeah.
Seeing our baristas and our people that we know. Yeah. And hi, how you doing? And the guy that always, you know, talks about your mad Coke
game. Oh, I love him. And, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. I miss all that.
Yeah.
You know, I miss all that stuff. But who would have thought that I would have missed interacting? Because you and I, and this is going to sound really weird to any of you listening. Maybe not. Maybe it won't be. When we go somewhere, whether it's out to eat, whether it's to a coffee shop, you know, Nordstrom, whatever it is, we kind of have a real fun time with whoever we're interacting with.
We try to.
We do. We joke around with them.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times that we've been out to eat and the waiter or waitress, or what do you call them?
Waitstaff.
Server. The server says, thank you so much. You guys were so fun tonight. You are my favorite people. You are my...
Yeah. And here's the sad thing. We weren't doing that much that was that crazy. It just makes me think, God, most people are
assholes. Dicks. Yeah, because we are not going out of our way. But we laugh and we have fun with
them.
And
we treat them like a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of someone, a server.
Yeah.
Serve me.
One of our favorite things to do is if like we're having a glass of wine or something at dinner... And the server says, oh, I haven't tried that one. I mean, we didn't try that. We always leave some in the bottle.
Yeah, we offer them a pour.
We ask them if they want to have a glass, and they usually say they can't.
Right.
And then we leave some in the bottle for them so they can have some afterwards. And they definitely appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't do that with, you know, cheap wine, but...
Well, I did that with that beer. In Maui.
Yeah, that's right.
The woman goes, I've never seen this on the menu. Yeah, she goes, here's that bad boy. And she brought the big old tub of thing, whatever.
It was cool looking. It was in like almost a growler.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. And it was the marketing and the packaging was cool.
Yeah.
And I left her it, and she was very appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we do stuff like that, which is kind of cool. So that's kind of what I miss the most right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Another thing that we are working on still in the catching up phase here is the streaming on Facebook. We are going to try this. I was going to do it on a streaming channel, but it looks like we can do our stream. We can stream a show on my Facebook fan page, which is Terry James. It's got capital TerryJames. If you're looking for that, go by there and like it. I'll let you guys know when we attempt to stream. I'm probably just going to go on there with the microphone set up without you. And just say hi to people real
Maybe
quick.
Maybe two turntables.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah.
Two turntables and a microphone. That's
It's very current.
I can't tell you how. Yes. I can't tell you how hip you are. I really can't get over this, how amazingly hip you are. All right, so COVID-19 relationship. I saw this article. Yeah. Of course, I always look at any relationship thing to see if we're doing it right. I do. I care about the relationship.
Do you?
I do.
I do too. I do.
I do. When I see this, I often compare myself to what quote unquote the experts do.
Yeah.
It's work.
Sure.
Relationships are.
They are.
But it's not too much work. Right. If it becomes a full-time job, yeah, then you should get out.
Right.
But I just like to know. It's not a comparison. Are we better than them just or something
little,
like
it's
that?
It's a little gut check. Checky.
Yeah, a little something like that. Yeah. So this COVID-19 relationship tips. Now, these are not from us. I want to say these are not from us. There were two of them on there. There were two tips.
Two tips.
A big article and two tips.
Okay. Well,
one was you should compliment each other when you're stuck in the house together.
Mm-hmm.
You should compliment each other like, nice sweatshirt is what it said.
Where did you read this? Where does
I don't know what it was on. I think I got it here on my laptop still, but it's a nice sweatshirt. Now, I understand. I think that's something you should do every day.
Okay.
I think I compliment you every day. And if I don't compliment you, you remind me to compliment you.
I do?
Yes, you do. Do you want an example?
Yes.
Okay. We go out. Let's just say we're going out. Walking out.
We're going outside.
We're going outside. And then before we get on the elevator, we live in a condo, downtown condo, high rise. Before we get on the elevator, go down there, you push the button and you turn around. There's a full length mirror there. And you usually stand and look at yourself in that full length mirror.
Check out the fit.
I know. And then you say something like, do you think I'm looking good?
Looking good.
Do you think this looks good? Do you think I put together a cute outfit?
Yeah. What do you think
about
my outfit?
And then I usually go, I already told you when you walked out of the house.
Well, these days it's the same outfit, so.
Okay. Well, my point is I think that you should take time out of your day to compliment each other a little bit.
Sure.
And I think you should compliment me a little more. I want you to give me three compliments right now.
Right this minute?
Right this second.
Well, the first one. I already gave you a compliment on your shirt today.
Okay, good. Okay, there's
one. It's a new shirt that you haven't worn, and I like it. It's a T-shirt.
Go ahead. Next.
I really appreciate how you do the dishes. You did the dishes today, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Is that a compliment? I think it's a compliment.
It's not a compliment. That's an everyday thing, but I'll take it as a compliment. I will take that. An acknowledgement to me is good. Okay, next.
And then there's so many things. I didn't even know where to start. It's just a tumbling of ideas in my head right now.
You're having a hard time really deciding which one to throw out.
I can tell. Right.
I could tell you're getting a little dizzy.
I am.
Just throw one up.
I think you're a good hugger. No? That's a good thing.
I'll take it. I like, you know, we do good hugs.
We do.
Our body heights are a perfect match.
Yeah.
There's no having to crouch down. It's just like a puzzle, like a jigsaw puzzle. It's pretty good.
It is.
Shut
great,
up, bitch.
You shut up.
All right. So we watched Saturday Night Live last night. Which
half
was odd.
Did we live the last half of it?
Yeah, you fell asleep.
Oh.
We watched Saturday Night. Everybody's doing television differently now.
Yeah. And everybody's trying a little differently. Some work better than others.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Saturday Night Live's?
It was strange because they did Saturday Night Live at home where everybody, like the staff members, did their, you know, a little skit from their own house.
Right.
And they weren't mic'd well.
Yeah.
They were shot on the thing. The one thing that bothered me was they did the news with Colin Jost and Michael Che, which I always look forward to the news, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
News.
I don't know what it's called. And they were doing that, and they decided to have a live audience, like, on their Zoom.
Oh, that's
where they
right.
could do a laughter. They could right. get the laughs. But the laughs outweighed everything.
You
they
couldn't hear.
It was stupid. It was just a bunch of kids giggling.
They had Alec Baldwin on, and yeah, they were Trump. Laughing so loud you couldn't hear what Alec Baldwin was saying yeah. half the time.
It was a swing and a miss.
It was.
But I appreciate what is going on right now.
Yeah, people are...
Whether it's your news channels, although I'm sick of seeing all the news people with here's my cat Fluffers.
Yeah, for the 100th time, here's yes. my cat. I'm like, that's so exciting.
Okay, we get it. You got a fucking cat.
Yeah, congratulations. You did what just about anybody else can do.
You know, it's just really weird. But you know what? If we ever got a dog, I bet it would make an appearance on our show.
Yeah.
It would be laying on the floor here and we would
He's
talk
there. He's
about
right
it.
There right now.
Yeah, you killed it. So that was pretty weird. Oh, by the way, I also, I know you and I had a talk about not spending money right
yes,
now.
Yes, we can't.
I did. I bought a sweatshirt.
I was going to tell you not to do that.
I have, how many hoodies do I have? Probably
more
a
than
thousand.
A person needs.
I bought a Saturday Night Live sweatshirt. It's really cool.
I was going to warn you not to do that.
Why? Why are you going to warn me?
Well, we got to make the...
Oh, I
mortgage.
Know. I know.
Cover okay. the mortgage first.
Well, I'm sorry. I bought a sweatshirt. I won't do any more.
Really?
I promise you.
For how long? Till tomorrow.
No, I've been pretty good.
You have.
I've been pretty
good. You've been better,
good.
But we need to all
yes.
just ex-nay.
But that's the problem. When you're sitting here and you're isolating,
yeah.
it's the only thing that makes you feel good. There's eating poorly that makes you that momentary satisfaction. And then there's online shopping, which I bet a yeah. lot of people are doing right now.
You know what I've been doing? You know how much I love it. I get all these emails from all these sites that I've shopped at the past. I don't spend a whole lot of money. I mean, like H&M and Zara,
uh-huh.
those are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But now I don't even look at their emails now. I just, so I'm not even
really?
So I'm not even tempted.
No, I have always done this, and it's usually for like MLB.com or Fanatics or these places that I want to do, that I buy, like, look at me. I'm like 90 years old and I want to buy sports t-shirts.
What's wrong with that?
Jerseys.
You enjoy.
You know, no, it's not that. No, there's a point in a dude's life where he shouldn't be doing that.
I don't know about that's not, if you get enjoyment from it, what does it matter?
Okay, I'm going to buy some today.
No, I didn't say to buy it.
Oh, okay. But anyway, what I like to do is I go on and I just add everything I like into a cart.
Yeah.
And then I look and it's usually somewhere around $750.
Yeah.
Because I just put everything that yeah. I like. Then I edit. Then I yeah. go, I have something like that.
Yeah.
I do something.
All
and
of
I,
that.
And it
have.
Usually gets down to right around $150.
Yeah.
And then I just slam the computer shut and I never do it again. And then they email me saying, hey, you left yeah. something in your cart, dude.
Dude.
I hate it when they do that. I hate it when they do that. So last night, this is what I wanted to bring up about feeling.
Yeah.
Used. It's not you. You look okay. You look concerned.
Yeah, I was worried. I don't want to.
No. But I want to see what you think about this. And I'm probably going to talk about this maybe on Terry James Alive.
Yeah.
Maybe even Lexa Terry. I'm not sure. Laying in bed last night, and I'm just online. I was watching some Gary. I just read the Gary Shandling book,
yeah.
which is really good. So.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch some Gary Shandling. So I went on YouTube and I watched a special that he did in 1984.
Wow.
It was so odd. He was so young
yeah.
and his pants
yeah.
were up. I mean, it was just really fun, but it was very funny still. Then I watched an interview, a very recent interview with him, that was very uncomfortable because it was shot in a way that the guy interviews him, but it's for clips, just like sound bites of what he says.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real interview. The guy's just throwing questions at him. And he's trying to be funny, but also serious at the same
yeah.
time. And it's a very awkward watch.
Yeah.
And I'm watching that. And then I started thinking about all these, because, you know, I met Gary Shandling once and he was very kind to me. It was in Las Vegas. And, you know, and then I started thinking about all the people that we've had on the show and all this. And I started thinking all these comedians. You know, I did stand-up comedy for a while, and I still have some very good friends that are stand-ups. And all these guys have all these very successful podcasts, guys that I know.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan a little bit. I know Joe. He's been on the radio show. I know a lot of these guys that have very popular podcasts.
Yeah.
And we've put them on our radio show throughout the years.
Yeah, you have.
Supported them like crazy.
Right.
They've never asked me to be on their fucking shows.
Nope, they haven't.
And neither of these, you know, these actors, you know, I know a few of those. I know a lot of musicians
mm-hmm.
that do things and all this. And we are constantly putting other people up on a pedestal right. and helping them out. And right. the thing is, I've never thought about this until recently.
Yeah.
Because I always think I love supporting other people.
Sure.
I love retweeting somebody's tweet. I love propping somebody up.
Right.
I really do. Like Frank Caliendo. Frank Caliendo and I are friends. Known him for a long time. I'm always sharing his stuff. He does some things for us. He likes some things, and mm-hmm. he's retweeted some things, which is very kind.
Right.
He has a podcast.
Does?
Yeah, never invited me on the podcast.
Yeah, never has.
Now, I'm not doing this to bully these guys into doing this. I'm just saying, do I have the right to feel used by
Yes,
this?
Absolutely.
So what do we do? You know,
stop supporting them.
No, I don't want it, but...
It's not a one-way road. These people need to understand.
That is the thing. You know, see, you and I have had this talk many times about our personal lives. And I love to do things unconditionally.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, if I give somebody something, I don't even expect to thank you. If I hold a door open for somebody, I don't expect to thank you. I don't expect anything. And it doesn't bother me. But that stuff bothers you.
Well, you know, in private day-to-day, that's one thing. But when you're talking about business and you're just handing it all away for free all the time and nobody is reciprocating, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have this, it's not a sustainable business model. People, you know, you're not going to grow. Your business or whatever it is you're trying to grow is not going to grow. And theirs is. That's, not fair. And two, it's not sustainable.
And two. I love it when you do that. That's a Sherry-ism right there, everybody.
We ripped it off from somebody.
Did you?
I think it was from, remember that show way back, Mad About You?
Oh, Mad About You. Paul Reiser. Paul Reiser. Wow, that is a throwback.
I think that was
throwback.
His
intellectual and two.
Property.
Okay, but anyway, you've adopted it and made it yours.
Yes.
But yes, it's. I was thinking about it last night.
Yeah,
right. And it shocked me. That I was like, I even wrote it down. I think you flipped over in bed. You said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm writing something down." That's what I was writing down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Yeah. It's.
I still want people on the show. I still like supporting people.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the deal? I mean, this podcast here is becoming pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting, you know, this is show number 49, I think.
Wow. I did not know that.
And starting off the first 10 shows, we're getting 300 downloads a show, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're into the thousands.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have something here. We have something here.
Yeah, yeah.
We should be on other people's podcast. They should reach out to us and we'll do the same in return.
Right.
I mean, it's bullshit, this one-way road stuff.
It is.
It really is. And I don't know if these people are doing it on purpose or if there's just, that's how much radio gets, is that little amount of respect.
Yeah.
And I've always said it's the lowest form of entertainment.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, no, not at all. But I always have said it's the lowest form of entertainment. Right above us is comedian. Even though comedians are, you know, are but it's just a... what you see out there now is just guys like telling dick jokes and fart jokes.
Yeah, most of them are mediocre.
Yeah. So, but they all get their own Netflix show.
Right. Yeah.
So it was just really strange. I was like, what? Why? I don't know how to handle that. I don't know what to do.
I would say, you know, if they keep doing it, I would just put the kibosh on it. Not put them on your show or whatever.
This is where maybe our producer or a producer, if you and I had a producer, it would sound better coming from them and not us.
Right.
Saying, listen, you know, they'd love to have you on, but in today's day and age, as you guys know, it's a reciprocal thing.
Right.
So
what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and I know that some people are so protective of their intellectual property.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how did you get that effect that you did on the camera that you're doing? And they're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, it's so competitive and backstabby out there. The same with the other, my Terry James Alive podcast. And it's one of the reasons why I have not pursued my dream. And you know, it's been a dream of mine forever of doing professional speaking.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get into that business, that it's seedy, it's disgusting, and people are just slimy.
Yeah.
They're like used car salesmen.
Right. Yeah.
So if I could find my little niche there, I would do it. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. So maybe if we had a producer, bottom line is what I was getting at. If we had somebody to say that
right.
for us.
I can do voices.
Let's hear one. Take that. Take that, Mrs. Find something to compliment me about.
Hello. This is Mrs. Cranston calling on behalf of Gang of Two. I'm the producer.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you from?
All over.
I detect a slight accent.
It comes and goes.
No, where are you from?
I'm from Wales.
Really?
Originally, I'm from Wales.
I go to Wales every year. What part of Wales are you from?
Well, I was born there, and then shortly after we left.
Where'd you go?
We went to New Zealand.
Where in New Zealand?
All over.
I've always wanted to go there. But where?
Continent.
Oh, wait, so you spent all over the continent of New Zealand.
Yes, we were gypsies, actually. We would travel in a wagon.
Did you have a gypsy? You're in a wagon. Did you have your name for your gypsies?
No.
Really? I thought gypsies had names. I thought they had like a troop name or something.
People.
You're fading out of your accent.
It comes and goes. As I said, it comes and goes.
Okay, so that's interesting. What other voices can you do?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Mr. Zachariah.
Mr. Zachariah.
Yes, I have a little bit of a stutter. I apologize. When I'm nervous, I stutter.
What do you do?
I am the producer of the Gang of Two.
Oh, really?
Yes. Tell
me a little spot about the Gang of Two. What makes that show?
Well,
so special?
Are you sitting down? Because this is.
She pointed her finger. Go ahead. Okay, you got one more voice in you, I'm sure.
I do?
Yeah, you got one more voice in you. Okay, you popped off. You said you do voices. We have our new producer, by the way, Mr. Zachariah. I like Mr. Zachariah the best.
Better than Mrs. Cranston?
Well, Mr. Zachariah seems a little more, authoritarian.
In charge.
But then again, I like Mrs. Cranston, too.
Really?
I do like Mrs. Cranston.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's hear the other one that you do.
I've run out. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Pennywise.
Pennywise.
Penny is my first name. You could call me Mrs. Wise.
Hi, Mrs. Wise. What do you do?
I'm a producer of the Gang of Two podcast.
Oh, really? You slipped up right there.
Yeah. So,
okay, anyway, that's pretty good.
That's amazing.
I think we found our producer, everybody.
Yeah, I think
this is good. With our budget, that's what we get. Okay, that's exactly what we get. All right, so we got a phone call that I wanted to get to. This came in after one of our recent shows, and the reason why I hadn't played it was because it was a very bad quality call. It kind of went out in the middle of it. But I think let's just try to play this because I want to give the guy his call. You know what I mean? So here we go.
Hey, Terry and Sherry. It's Ken from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Again.
I've left you a few messages on Facebook. I just want to say thanks for replying, and taking the time out of your guys.
Okay. Now his phone goes out.
This is great.
And then it comes back in again here. So we could probably pick up on what he says. I'm going to wait for it to come back in.
This is very exciting. Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's best?
Yeah, everyone realized that no matter what situation any of us are in, you guys are facing the same situations as the next guy. I'm not saying that you're better than other people, but, you know, as Sherry just said in the current episode, you guys are doing a little better than most people. But it's true. There's people like myself that live payday to payday sometimes and are really, really worried about this current situation that we're in. I would like to see some of these companies maybe just waive fees. Currently in our area, the local utility companies are suspending late fees and payments. But what's going to happen when everyone goes back to work? They're going to have these thousands of dollars worth of utility bills they can't afford to pay. I myself am lucky to still be working. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. And thanks for the motivation.
Sounds very busy with all the phones going.
I know.
He's like Mrs. Cranston.
Yeah, she's a woman of the world.
No, we appreciate that, and we know what you're going through.
And he's right. You know, when this is all over, you know, hopefully when the economy comes back somewhat, we can go out and work again. We're gonna all be in a hole. There's all this time that people that weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
The bills are still piling up, even if people agree not to charge fees or late fees or interest even, there's still the basic bill that's going to be due that you have to, you know, still pay. So you're in a hole. So you didn't get money. Well, you haven't been earning money for 2 or 3 months, but you're still paying out. So you're in a hole now that you can't ever recover from.
Well, this is why I like that comedian Bill Burr's idea. And I also kind of talked about that the similar idea on the Lex and Terry show. So it's kind of like we're like on the same little thought line, but he expressed it much better than me. And that is just suspending everything. It's like these last 3 months didn't even happen.
Yeah.
So in July, you pick up your 1 month payment. And,
right.
You know, in August, the same thing. And then you just kind of catch up. And maybe they can work some sort of thing out where, you know, you pay an extra $5 a month to pick up where you left off. Or so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But it has to be there.
It can't be just as simple as waiving late fees, because that's not enough.
That's true. All right. We also, this phone call just came in. I have no idea what's on there. I don't know who it is.
Oh, God.
So let's just play this and see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Hold on. Terry and Cherry, this is Jeff. Angie's inside with the puppy. Just want to wish you guys a happy Easter, and hoping that you guys are all healthy and happy and all that fun stuff, because that's what we're doing. I think I'm getting some cabin fever today. I was in the middle of wanting to drive westward.
Check your temperature.
I think that's what we're doing.
It's very... the phone's just going out. Anyway, what's happened there? It says it's still going. I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm glad that Jeff called, because he's part of our Patreon Jumped In members. Which
it's
is super,
a great
super
segue.
Cool. It is an unbelievable segue that we must get to. Hold on a second. Right now, damn it. All right, that's our Jumped In music. We do need better Jumped In music. By the way, our Jumped In Patreon members, first of all, thank you, every Patreon member, no matter what two of the levels you're on.
Yeah.
Going to be adding another level here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to be doing that. But right now, we need to thank, let's thank Jeff and Angie.
Thank you, guys.
They don't have a business to promote. They don't have anything to promote.
I know.
They're just another couple who likes listening to the show.
And they have a cute puppy.
They got, oh man, do they get a cute puppy.
Yeah.
Oh God, is it cute. I've seen the pictures. It's awesome. Thanks to J. Mark Surveying. They are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website. It's jmarksurveying.com.
Nice.
For all of your surveying needs. Psychic Kami, psychickkami.com. If you want a psychic reading, right now would be a real good time to do something like that.
It would.
Be kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
If you want to listen, she was on a few episodes ago. Go back and look at the episode thing with Psychic Kami. She did a real good job.
She did.
And now she is a Patreon member, which is super cool. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART for 10% off.
Nice.
Roughcutdecor.com. Check them out. It's roughcutdecor.com.
It's like home decor, right?
And it's, I'll just go and look.
Okay.
It's hard.
I'll do it right now.
There's a lot
right
of craftsmanship. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So once again, he's offering a thing over there. Toby is for if you use the promo code PODCART, not CAST,
yes,
PODCART, you get 10% off. Panini Pete, who I messaged back and forth with today, says he's hanging in there.
Oh, good.
Doing the best he can
right
now.
Are any of his places open?
I'm not 100% sure, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know that he, like many of our friends in the culinary industry, are having a rough time.
Yes.
And I can't wait for them to get back, because Pete has got so many great restaurants.
Oh, yeah. He's talented.
He really is. So thank you, Panini Pete. We appreciate you. We love you and your wife and your family. Keep it going. M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for your patronage.
Hey.
Patronage. They're Patreons. I'm trying to work the patronage.
It's working. It's good.
M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Jacksonville. If we ever build a house back there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're going to do it.
Renovate.
They are going to do it. I hope they're really good at modern contemporary stuff. Sasan and his wife. From PrescientSurgical.com, a startup in San Francisco. They've got so much going on with this COVID-19 right now. His wife is an attorney working on the legal aspects of a cure or a vaccine or something like that that they have going on. They're getting trials going, and they have a friend who's very sick right now with it. And our thoughts are out to you and your entire friends. We really hope things work out better for you. And Prescient Surgical has some things that they do that help up the, from what I understand, the healing of people that have just had surgeries to clear up beds, so people that need the beds. So they're really good at there. And thank you again for upping your patronages. Jeff Gray over at Southern Carves, he has a Facebook page that he would like you guys to go ahead and like and subscribe to. It's Southern Carves, at Facebook.com. What happened to my music? I didn't just notice.
It's all right. We're just about done. Are you just about done?
No. Well, yeah, we are just about done. WeBingeTV.com.
Yay.
Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com, who right now, they should get a Nobel fucking Peace Prize.
Yeah, no kidding.
For what they are doing for everybody.
Kidding.
Yeah. Go by WeBingeTV.com. Get on their email list. It is a great service that they have. It's one of my favorite emails. Their email, and I love Thrillist's email.
Oh.
I look at that every day.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I get it. Most of the time, I don't look at it.
I do look at it every day. I like it. It gives you some good subjects and stuff.
Yeah.
But what WeBingeTV.com does is they just, you just go by and look it up. I mean, they
help you decide what to binge watch.
Yeah, but it's so much more detailed. You know, they let you know how many hours you're going to have to dedicate to it. They'll let you know when the new stuff is coming.
Yeah.
They have a binge Bible, which is something that's very hands-on. And I actually, at first, I was like, wouldn't an app be better?
Yeah.
But no, I like the hands-on approach.
Yeah.
I like printing up my favorite shows and putting them in my binge Bible and looking at it and knowing when the next one's coming out. That new Ricky Gervais one's coming out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ah, it's coming out this month.
It's the that one that's serious, but
it's very dark. What's it called?
It's not Extras. Extras is dying.
No. But anyway, it's a great thing. It's about dying or something. But
good. That sounds uplifting.
It's great. And our friends at themertaylor.com. They have a fantastic website, and we've seen their work many times. They make, like, mermaid suits.
It's awesome.
That our people can actually swim in and stuff. And a lot of them...
I have a business idea for them.
What is it?
Seeing as how we're supposed to be, you know, wearing masks and stuff now, they should incorporate a mask into that mermaid outfit.
Well, they are making the... They made the
they're making the... I'm talking about one with, like, you know, I don't know, a snorkel or something. I don't know.
Hey, you can take that idea and run with it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's the Mer Taylor, themertailor.com. 10% off their stuff with minus the silicone products. 10% off with the promo code Gang of Two. We really appreciate you guys. Let's get out of here. Thank you so much for listening to the show today.
Thank you.
Take us out of here, Mrs. Crabtree.
That's it.
Is that the right name?
Right.
Cranston. Cranston.
Yeah. My name is Mrs. Cranston.
And
good day to you.